This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, February 28. So much more to come. Our reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Revelation 21, verses 4 and 5. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I am making everything new. Jesus has removed the barrier to reconciliation with God, so we can enjoy fellowship with God and abundant life in his kingdom even now. And yet there's so much more to come. When a believer in Christ dies, we grieve their loss, but we know they are in the Lord's presence in a greater way than we experience now. So while death brings sadness, it has become, through Christ, a bridge into God's presence. And there's still more. When Jesus comes again, all believers, those who have died and those who are still alive, will be transformed physically and spiritually with glorious, imperishable bodies. God will bring his new Jerusalem to a renewed earth, where he will live with his people forever. There will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, because the Lord will make everything new. What about Judgment Day? Yes, it's coming, but there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So it's crucially important that we surrender ourselves to Christ and accept his free gift of salvation. Then we can serve him with our whole lives, urging everyone to turn to God in repentance and faith so that they too may have eternal life. In the Lord, we can live in hope and anticipation and without fear. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, transform us so that we may live fully for you, sharing your love and good news everywhere. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.